It is Friday, September 7th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Yitzhak Grajeda.
With us is Becca Martin-Brown. She's features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
You know, when I'm stressed, I really like Chinese food.
Sure.
And if you've been following the last couple of weeks, I've eaten a lot of Chinese food.
And some changes at the newspapers.
And so I'm in the mood for a Chinese menu for today.
One of our old staples.
Absolutely. Column A is, of course, my favorite.
Theater.
Yes, ma'am. The Queen of Bingo opens tonight at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale.
Never seen it, but it sounds like a fun show.
It's not the same playwright, but it reminds me of Greater Tuna, kind of. That it's characters so wacky they couldn't be real, except you know them. You know them. These are wacky characters named Sis and Babe who are sisters and are bingo fanatics. It's, according to Harry Blundell, the director of theater at ACO, it's a cute story of two sisters' relationship and their thing for bingo. These are women who would go anywhere to play bingo, and here they are in their own church, and they have to sit out in the hall because somebody got their favorite seats.
Uh-oh.
They're not happy, but they're funny. Audiences get to play bingo, too, right before intermission.
And there's a prize.
There is a prize. It's a frozen turkey.
From Cargill. They donated
it. Nice.
Yeah.
And that'll happen before every performance?
That will happen before intermission of every performance.
Fun.
Showtime is 7:30 today and tomorrow, 3 o'clock on Sunday, and it continues Friday and Saturday of next weekend. And tickets start at $16.
Okay.
Noises Off.
Continues.
Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it,
you really probably should.
Really?
We
your
went.
Thoughts. We went. What were your thoughts?
I really enjoyed it. I laughed a ton. And also, there's so much energy. It just looked like it would be a lot of fun to do. So I was immediately like, I want to do this.
It's a great, funny show. 7:30 today, 2 and 7:30 Saturday, 2 and 7 Sunday at Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville. Tickets start at $24. And for a slightly younger audience, Arts Live's The Secret Life of Girls. Based on interviews with girls on the giving and receiving end of bullying. It's directed by Jules Taylor. And showtime is 7 o'clock tonight, 2 and 7 tomorrow, and 2 on Sunday at Arts Live in Fayetteville. Column B, music. I don't know what else to call to stomp.
That's music.
That's
music. Definitely music, yes.
They call it an exploration of sound, making music with everyday objects, tire rims, brooms, buckets.
Trash cans. Mm-hmm.
Anything you can get a sound out of, even the kitchen sink. Showtime, 8 o'clock today and 2 and 8 Saturday, 2 o'clock Sunday at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville, and tickets start at $48.
Yes.
Festival on the Border in Fort Smith. Local band Durham at 7 o'clock tonight, and Classic Rockers 38 Special at 9 o'clock tonight at Riverfront Amphitheater in Fort Smith. Tickets for 38 Special and Durham are $15 at the door, or you can get them in advance at UAFS Box Office or at Arvest Bank in the River Valley.
Okay.
And finally, music, Stand Up and Be Counted, a fall concert of patriotic and popular music with the Bella Vista Men's Chorus. It's at Bella Vista Community Church. 7 o'clock today and tomorrow, $10 at any Bella Vista Arvest Bank branch or from any chorus member. And then there's column C.
And that is?
Learning opportunities.
Excellent.
The Ozark Quilt Fair is tomorrow at the Shiloh Museum in Springdale, 10 to 2. Shout Lulu will play from 10 to 1. If you have any interest in quilting, this is a great place to go and talk to people and learn and buy quilts, because some people will have some for sale. Ozark Writers Live is tomorrow.
Mara Leverett, Richard Knack, who we talked to on the show today, and many others.
10 o'clock to 4 o'clock at the Fayetteville Public Library.
How much does that cost?
That's free.
There you go.
As is the quilt fair.
Yes.
Tomorrow is also the Trail of Tears Association meeting for the Arkansas chapter at 1:30 at Prairie Grove Battlefield State Park. At 2 o'clock, there'll be some business first. And then at 2 o'clock, there'll be two presentations. Carolyn Kent on From Florida to Vineyard, Arkansas, some stories from 10 on the trail. And Dusty Hibling will present Titsworth Landing, a center of Indian removal on the Arkansas River. Don't let the title scare you. If you're interested, this is a great thing to go to. And finally, tomorrow night, Polo in the Ozarks. Gates open at 4 o'clock at the Brian Buell Farm in Goshen. Tickets start at
$10. All right. Thank you, Becca.
Becca Martin-Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.